Your speaker in this lesson is Larry Acuff.
The Bible teaches us in the book of Genesis that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. It is God's creation. I just really become amazed at our world and our society. As you and I think about our world today, we look at a society and a world that puts great faith in humanism. As a matter of when you look out all over the world and the events that occur in our world, you and I see such things as, of course, a couple of years ago, the tsunami. You and I can remember a couple of years ago, the Hurricane Katrina. You and I look in our own southeastern area of the United States, and especially here in the state of Georgia, and we have the drought, and we have the governor of the state of Georgia encouraging us to pray for rain. Or you and I can go back a few years to September the 11th in 2001, and you and I remember the occasion in which all of our legislators stood on the Capitol steps, and there they prayed to God regarding the terror attack that had taken place against our nation. You and I look at the disease that occurs throughout our world, and then do you not wonder, ladies and gentlemen, why individuals refuse to believe in the God of heaven? When the Bible teaches us that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. In the book of Psalms 75 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks." You and I gather together every first day of the week. We meet around the Lord's table, and a part of that meeting around the Lord's table is to remember the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Ron, thank you so much for the reading of those passages this morning, because it is on that occasion that you and I can give thanks unto God. He is a God of goodness and a God of mercy. And ladies and gentlemen, when you and I see the events that take place in our world today, and then we now I'm speaking to an audience who believes in the God of heaven. I'm speaking to an audience today who has faith in the God of heaven. But you and I, doesn't it seem ironic to us that when we look out in the world and it is only when these events occur that folks seem to look to the God of heaven rather than looking to Him on a daily basis? The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy," the Bible says, "endureth forever." Ladies and gentlemen, when you and I look at the mercy of God, we must recognize that God's mercy is given to us today, that He is a merciful God. There are those individuals who say, "In the day of judgment, I pray that God will have mercy upon me." Ladies and gentlemen, God has mercy upon you today. As you and I think of God's righteous judgment, the Bible tells us in Psalms 119, 59 verses 62, the Bible said, "I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto the testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments." I want you to underline that in your heart. I made haste. I delayed not to keep thy commandments. As you and I look at the judgment of God, David said, "I have not forgotten thy law." When you and I study the 176 verses that are in this psalm, it is verse after verse after verse after verse that emphasizes the Word of God. In John 12 and verse 48, Jesus made this statement. He said, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The words that I speak unto you, they shall judge you in the last days." Now listen to what David said. "I will rise and give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgment." I have about 10 or 11 things. I don't remember how many I have on here. Seems to me like it is 11, but it doesn't make any difference. But I have these things that I want you and I to remember today that we give thanks for. What a great day it is that you and I can take the time to express our love and appreciation to the God of heaven for the things that He has given to us. One of those is our family. When you and I think about our family, in Genesis 2, we find that God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I'll make an helpmeet for him," or "I'll make an helper suitable unto him." And the Bible says that God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took a rib and made a woman, brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. For this cause, Genesis 2:24 says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many attacks upon our families today. There are those who are saying we need to have and accept the concept of an alternative lifestyle. As a matter of fact, if you begin to look at statistics, you will notice that the number of marriages over the past several years, well, let's be more specific, maybe over the past 5 years, the number of marriages in the United States of America has decreased, and the number of those individuals who are living together outside of the marriage relationship has increased. You and I recognize then that there are those who do not have thankfulness for the family, that they have found it to be more convenient for us just to, quotation marks, shack up. And exactly, ladies and gentlemen, that's what it is. In Ephesians 5:23-33, and we won't read all 10 of these verses, but there the Bible says the wives are to submit themselves to their own husband. And then the Bible said, husband, you're to love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. You and I need to be thankful for the family today. But listen, folks, when you and I find out that in our world and in our society, and you look at some of the European countries today, many of those countries do not have a respect for the family that you and I have had in America in the last 200 years. They do not have that respect. And if you'll notice, in those countries, you will find a large percentage of suicide. You'll find a large percentage of murder. You'll find a large percentage of disease that occurs in these countries. And it goes back, ladies and gentlemen, simply to the fact that men have been rejecting over the past 100 years. They have been rejecting the God-ordained family as it is portrayed in the Bible. In Matthew 19:2-9. You'll find that, you remember, they came to Jesus and they said, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife? And if you remember, Jesus said from the beginning, that was not God's plan. I don't have time to emphasize all of these things today, but the Bible said it was not God's plan in the beginning. God's plan is that one man and one woman live together and rear their family, and that the central aspect of our lives, Brother Mid McKnight, who preached out in Texas, maybe still does. I do not know even if he's still living. But several years ago, Brother McKnight wrote a book called The Vestibules of Heaven. And in that book, he made the statement. He said that the home is the vestibule of heaven. What kind of homes do we have, folks? Matthew 5:31-32 say the similar thing of Matthew chapter 19. And so you and I need to give thanks today. We need to give thanks for our families because they give us encouragement and they give us support. Not only do we need to give thanks to our families, but we need to give thanks for our food. Look, folks, you and I have the great opportunity. I mean, we're going to sit down to a feast. I mean, most of us are going to do that today. I'm just going to read this off, a couple of facts here that I want to pass along to you. There are 6 billion people in the world. 6 billion 602,224,175. That's of 11:39 p.m. last night. China is the largest nation in the world with over 1 billion people. India comes in number 2. The United States of America, there are 300 million people in the United States of America. There are 9 million in the state of Georgia. Half of the world, nearly 3 billion people, live on less than $2 a day. I've not been in every nation in the world, ladies and gentlemen. But Janet and I have visited and I have preached in Sofia, Bulgaria in 3 campaigns. And the average income, the monthly income of those individuals in Sofia, Bulgaria happens to be in the neighborhood, based on the American dollar, about $45 a month. You know, that I take food for granted. I mean, I have got so much food. And isn't it wonderful? I thank God for that. Folks, I'm not saying here, well, let's all go on a vow of poverty and let's not have anything to eat. Did you know that nearly 1 billion people entered the 21st century unable to read a book or sign their names? You see, you and I need to be thankful today. God has blessed us. About 25,000 people die every day of hunger or hunger-related causes, according to the United Nations. Did you know that in the United States of America, we don't have poverty in the United States of America? Let me tell you something, my friend. When 85% of your population has cable television, according to the Census Bureau, 2.55 people live in the households in the United States of America. There are 2.75 televisions in America. And so somebody comes along and they say, oh, we're living... No, sir, ladies and gentlemen, you take it a country where you go to the grocery store, or let me back that up, where there is a building and there is no food on those shelves. You see, you and I have this tendency to take the blessings that God has given to us for granted. We need to give thanks for our families. We need to give thanks for our food. We need to give thanks for our civil authorities. And I, folks, the Bible says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, giving of thanks, intercession, be made for all men. That's Paul's statement in 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2. Folks, we live in a nation. If I were to tell you about some of the things that go on in the world, then you and I'm going to tell you, it shocks the life out of me. It shocks the life out of each of us when we hear that these despots and these nations and these dictators, and when they literally starve to death their population. I thank God for our civil authorities. I thank God that I can go to bed at night and I'm going to tell you, I can shut my eyes, I can lay there in peace and comfort because we have a sheriff and we have a police department and we have those who are law-abiding folks who live in our society, and those law-abiding folks are going to protect me, and I know that if someone violates the law, they're going to do whatever they can. I know, Brother Acuff, listen, you can tell me all the negatives you want to, but I'm going to tell you this. I thank God that I live in a nation that has a civil authority. I thank God for our soldiers. I won't tell you, I just get bent all out of shape when I hear all of the attempts that are made to deride our men in uniform. And those folks who are using those attempts to deride them, they are able to do it because of the freedom of the press. I thank God for the freedom of speech. I ask the question, how long will it continue? I know there are those out there who ridicule Christianity. And I know there are those out there who get on the radio or wherever, or movies or whatever they do, and they ridicule Christianity and they ridicule God and the Bible. But I'm going to tell you, as long as I still have the right to stand and preach what the Bible says, they've got that right, and I'm going to pray that God gives them the right to express themselves. I don't agree with them. But when you and I began to start clamping down on the rights of any individual in his speech, then it won't be long until they're going to clap down on my right to preach on God's plan of salvation. I'm thankful for the soldiers who've made that possible. I appreciate what they have done in our military because I have the freedom of religion today. I can stand and preach what I believe the Bible teaches about salvation, about Christian living, about morality. You and I can assemble here to worship. And I'm going to thank God especially every day that I have that right. That you and I are able to do so. You and I need to give thanks for the care and the compassion of others. There are those who are interested in the lives of individuals. The Bible says, but God be thanked, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. Paul said, God be thanked. Titus cares for you. Paul said, I give thanks for these brethren. I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and also 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, you see the same thing that he did. I thank God for the Holy Scriptures, ladies and gentlemen. that you and I have the Bible that is a light to our feet and a lamp to our pathway. The Bible teaches us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, it's the power of God. The Bible says the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. Peter said it's through the Word of God that you and I can understand. I'm thankful for this book. Let me encourage us. Don't be afraid to carry it. Don't be afraid to memorize it. Don't be afraid, ladies and gentlemen. That's what James is saying to us. And in verse number 25 of James 1, he said, whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. God's unspeakable gift of His Son. I thank God for Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You see, the Bible says that He's sitting today at the right hand of the throne of God. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. You think about this, ladies and gentlemen, that you and I, we are the sinners. You and I would be condemned were it not for the unspeakable gift of the blood and the Son of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to mention that in just a second. I give thanks for the church. I have to be careful sometimes because my words and maybe the tone of my voice can be offensive. I don't intend for it to be. But I'm going to be honest and tell you, I'm just so amazed at those individuals who take the church such nonchalantly. The Bible speaks of the church as being the pillar and ground of the truth. The Bible says that we have been made partakers of the inheritance of the saints. The Bible says that we have been translated, that we have been delivered from the power of darkness, that we've been translated into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood. The church is the pillar and ground of the truth. You see, folks, if the church of our Lord Jesus Christ today does not stand up for what we believe the Bible teaches to be right, we can't be afraid to do that. You see, the Bible teaches us that we have redemption through the blood of Jesus. I'm thankful for the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. In Matthew 26, we read that a few minutes ago. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. I think about death. And I think about the blood of Jesus Christ. It is through His blood that I can read Psalm number 23, and the Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I have forgiveness and victory that has come to me. And that's what Paul is saying to us. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I can be victorious, folks. I do not have to lift up my eyes being in torment. But I can be victorious in heaven, and I give thanks to God for all things. Giving thanks always for all things. The Bible says unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for the hope of heaven. I thank God for His blessing. The Bible, John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven, the first earth were passed away and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, descending down from heaven or coming down from heaven, coming down from God out of heaven as a bride adorned for angels. And I heard a great voice saying, the tabernacle of God is with men and God will be their God. They shall be His people. He will be their God and God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. There'll be no more death, neither dying, neither sickness. Because the former things or passed away. I thank God for the hope of heaven.